This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein announced 8 new lawsuits against e-cigarette companies this week. Stein accused the companies of targeting minors through their marketing campaigns. 2 decades ago, the tobacco industry paid a hefty price for questionable marketing practices. Is the vape industry headed down a similar path? WNC data reporter Jason DeBruin joins us now. Welcome, Jason.
Hi, good to be back.
Tell us about these lawsuits. What are we talking about here?
Right, so it's targeted against 8, and these new targets are smaller companies. The Attorney General has already filed a lawsuit against Juul. I'm sure that's a company people are more aware of, a much bigger company. But these are smaller companies, but largely the lawsuits are similar. You said it. The main thing is that they are targeting minors, specifically, you know, kids, with their advertising, with some of the flavors they have. We'll get into more of that later, of course, but that's the crux of the lawsuit.
Well, no, let's get into that now, because I do want to talk a little bit about what it is precisely that they're being accused of doing and whether or not it's legal or illegal in this state.
Right, exactly. And the Attorney General alleges that it is, in fact, illegal. He used the word immoral as well, but also illegal. So there's a couple different tracks here. One is a lot of the advertising on social media. So it's really focused towards, like, oh, it looks like a USB pen. You can hide it from your teacher. You can hide it from your mom. You know, nobody will know that you're vaping.
And that's in the ad.
Right. So it's not explicit in the ad, of course, but that's what the takeaway might be. And then on top of that, you know, the devices, some of them are really look like they might be targeted to minors. There's one, for instance, that looks like a juice box also. It even has a little plastic straw on the side that really makes it look like a juice box. And then, of course, the flavors as well. You know, there's creme brulee and these really, some of them exotic green apple flavors that one might argue are definitely targeted towards kids. Look, I'm not saying that adults wouldn't like these flavors. Right. Perhaps they would. But his allegation is that by having flavors like this, that it's specifically targeted towards kids.
And Josh Stein held a news conference to talk about these lawsuits and stressed that it's not about the vape industry. It is specifically about targeting marketing practices to minors. Let's listen.
1998 to 2017, we saw the youth smoking rate decline from 28% to 5%. In 2018, it is nearly back up to 30%, and this growth is almost exclusively driven by e-cigarettes.
So there, of course, he's talking about this increase in smoking after a long decades of decline in youth smoking. But here he is talking about where the real target of the lawsuit.
If an adult wants to freely make the decision to use a product, that is their right. But these companies, we allege, are targeting young people intentionally. And that is absolutely, it's immoral and it's unlawful in North Carolina.
Attorney General Josh Stein at a news conference on new lawsuits against e-cigarette companies. I'm here with Jason DeBruin, our data reporter. So tell us more about the nature of these lawsuits. What would be the impact?
Well, the ultimate impact would be for these companies to stop their targeted advertising. I mean, it's important to note, he said it, he's not trying to put these companies out of business per se, right? I mean, the health effects of vaping are almost certainly less negative than traditional tobacco products. But of course, that's not to say that they're healthy. Clearly, they aren't. And that's particularly true when you talk about the nicotine aspect of them. There's numerous studies that show that nicotine intake, specifically by young people, those really under the age of 25, can be harmful to their brain development. And so when you're vaping, oh yeah, it's just a water, it's not the tar, it's not the tobacco. Well, that aspect may be true, but it certainly is also the nicotine, and that's what's certainly dangerous to young people. So the goal really is to stop the targeting to minors and allow adults to do what it is that they want to do.
What else do we know about the health risk? Because I think there are some other chemicals involved that have been implicated in health problems.
Yeah, that's true. And it should be noted that we really don't know everything yet. Look, vaping's only been around for a handful of years. There's really not... We don't know everything, certainly not in the way that we now ultimately do know about traditional tobacco products and their health effects. But yeah, there are studies that are coming out that show that they're dangerous. Even in 2016, the Surgeon General came out and said, look, there's dangerous chemicals in these products, and they advise people not to use them, specifically kids not to use them.
All right. And these particular companies, now, as you said, there was a lawsuit that had been filed against a much larger company, Juul, than these other eight. Why not put them all together?
I think the Attorney General's office just didn't know about all these smaller companies. Juul, you know, well-known brand, a lot of people know them. They're sort of a I don't want to say easy target, but at least there was a known target, if you will. Then after some more investigation, they found these other eight companies and have gone after them. And I might note that Juul has done some things to make so that they target kids less. They've eliminated some of their social media postings, and they have, when you buy off their website, they've made the age verification a lot stricter. That's another thing I maybe forgot to mention earlier, is that these smaller companies, the age verification process, if you want to buy from their website, is not very stringent. It's pretty easy to dupe. So even though, like, let's say maybe if you try to go to a corner store, you have to show your state ID. Well, that's not necessarily the case if you're trying to buy it online. In the past few months, Juul has made their online shopping stricter so that you have to really verify that you're 18.
Let's compare this to what the tobacco industry lawsuits and the impact that it had on them because of their marketing practices. Remind us of what happened then and the settlement back in 1998.
Right. It was a sizable settlement. I had to kind of chuckle when I looked back through some of the history of this. You know, they have agreed to pay over the first 25 years since that settlement more than $200 billion in total fines. We're thinking about, for instance, the opioid crisis and some of the settlements that are happening in that world, and those are in the hundreds of millions, which is significant, don't get me wrong. But, you know, here we're talking about a number that's $200 billion, and they've been paying it. I mean, there have been payments of between $7 and $8 billion every year since 1998. North Carolina has gotten in the neighborhood of $150, $160 million per year as part of that settlement. So it really was a sizable crackdown. Of course, there was a lot of obfuscation, disinformation, and I think even outright lies coming from big tobacco for a much longer period of time. So, you know, perhaps it's easy to say that those fines were warranted, but nonetheless, it was a sizable fine that they're paying.
Big tobacco was very big by the time all of that got started and the lawsuits began in the mid-20th century. And obviously the vape industry is not as well developed at this point. What impact could these lawsuits have at the early stages of the vape industry's development?
Right. I mean, I think that's a good question, and I think that's what we're looking at right now. You know, one of the interesting things that I was chatting with a colleague about earlier today is that in the 40s, 50s, and even 60s, the negative health effects of smoking were really not understood at all. And so it's not uncommon. I mean, if you look through some old footage, athletes used to smoke at halftime, right? I mean, people really did not comprehend the negative effects of traditional tobacco smoking. Even if the negative health effects of vaping are perhaps underplayed today, there still is this understanding that smoking is bad. Okay, vaping, it's kind of like smoking, so it's maybe not, you know, not as bad, but it's still pretty bad. So I don't think that it'll ever get to the point that it did with big tobacco. But that's not to say that we don't still have a long runway to go.
Look at the increase that Josh Stein talked about. Here we thought just about eliminated the growth in young people smoking, and it has come roaring back because of vaping, because the people believe there's no health risk, but there's been hospitalizations and other things.
Yeah, and even a death now. There was just the other day, there was one reported out of Illinois that health officials believe to be the first death that's connected to vaping. So again, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to underplay it. And you go to high schools or college campuses and even high schools across the nation these days, and there are a lot of people that are vaping. It is, for instance, easier to hide. I mean, the smell dissipates pretty quickly, right? Because it is, you know, there is that water vapor aspect where that if you're burning a tobacco or if you're smoking marijuana or something else, that smell lingers on your body for an hour or more, whereas the vape smell dissipates pretty quickly. So it's easier to hide. There is a cool kid factor to it. And so there are a lot of people and certainly a lot of young people that are vaping, and yeah,
your
needs to be addressed.
Your high school restroom is now called the vape room.
That's what Josh Stein said yesterday. That's
so
right.
So there's all of that. 15 people, according to last reports in North Carolina, 15 have been hospitalized with lung disease symptoms that have been linked to vaping. What is the CDC doing, if anything, about this?
So they're putting out information, right? I mean, they're doing the information campaign as they can, trying to, again, specifically get young people to not vape in any capacity. There is sort of a concurrent information campaign from the CDC that is targeted to adults who are, have said, you know, for example, been smokers for 10, 15, 20, whatever years. And there are some positive health effects that if you're trying to wean yourself from traditional tobacco products, but certainly alongside that, the information campaign towards young people is that under no kind of vape product is safe. You should not vape at all.
Very briefly, the barriers to entry in the vape industry are much lower. It's easier to get into this business.
No question. Right. I mean, it's easy to start in a social media ad campaign, get a few products produced somewhere in China or somewhere else, and you can sell pretty quickly. Whereas obviously, if you're trying to sell a traditional cigarette, that's a much higher barrier. So there could be a little bit of a whack-a-mole situation here that that the Attorney General, both here and in other states, might have to face.
Jason DeBruin, WNC's data reporter. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Find links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we'll talk about what's happening on the International Space Station, and you'll hear that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.